Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
If they were going to pay me $35 million, they could pierce my nipples and lay me out in the middle of center field. And I would do
right.
It willingly and delightedly.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Yeah, what was the name of that song from Mad Max the Thunderdome?
We don't need another hero.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't need another hero.
Sing it, coach. All right.
Your private dancer.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
But I will say, Wiggy was not lying about
there
it today.
You go.
I got front and back.
Nice. Holy guacamole.
It was unbelievable. Have you ever used one of those?
There are children here.
It's a toilet.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I don't know about the backpack.
What am I supposed to do?
If it was Louis Vuitton, Greg would be like, that's sick.
Do you have a
Puma.
It's Puma. Do you have a hacky sack in there? I got all kinds of things.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo!
Go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, Eric?
Good morning.
What up? Hello.
Hello.
Happy Monday. Am I correct? Red Sox actually won a series over the weekend?
They did.
Okay. That's a progress.
Yes, they are. Headed
We're
in the right direction.
Making progress.
Yeah. Good job, Garrett Crochet. He's the heart of that.
I know. Well, thank God. Imagine what they would be without him.
No.
You don't even want to think about what they would be.
They'd be like the Rockies.
Yeah. Morning, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. How are you, bud?
Excellent. So, back at Fenway, series with the Angels.
Yeah.
And they are.
They stink. They're not like you.
They stink
the
like you.
Yeah.
So, you have an opportunity to gain a little bit of ground, maybe, and get the ship righted.
Right.
As you await the Yankees later on this month.
Yeah, that I think you after this series here, you'll play the Yankees and. You know, maybe you make a little ground on them. You make a little ground in the wild card, but
okay.
Well, nobody end of this month.
Can they, can they pitch Crochet Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Probably.
That would be huge.
Well, I noticed that you're still in. You are still representing with the City Connect. So
the gear is nice. So.
I understand. And a little bit of news when it comes to wide receiver number one here in New England.
Living his best life.
It appears that the relationship is now officially Instagram approved or Instagram
official.
Cardi B taking to the social media platform to share some photos and some video, which may not be appropriate for Twitch or YouTube or children, but I guess I was not aware that they weren't official. Mm-hmm. And so here you have, if you're up early this morning, please cover the eyes and the ears of anybody who is very religious around you.
That's a pick-me-up. It's like coffee.
There you have Cardi B, and she would be the one that is in the prone position, and then you have your $69 million wide receiver who is doing the slapping from the posterior area.
I actually also saw the worm doing that at the landing.
Can I also say
them diamonds are dancing?
Yes, but the quality of this video screams was shooting a music video on that boat.
Okay,
that could
keep
be real.
Trying.
They look like they're on a boat, so yeah.
No, that was the day. Same bathing suit she's wearing.
For him.
Yeah, I hope Worm's okay, Curtis, to your point, because...
What happened with
Worm? Worm apparently had to leave after our show after breaking a glass.
Boots
on the ground told us that. He should have gone home at like the 8 a.m. hour.
Why are you feeling it, man?
Well, I will, as long as we're talking about it. We had an incredible day and a half in Rhode Island and in Newport for Roadshow number 3. And thank you to every single one of you who came out on Friday morning at the Lobster Bar and the night before at the Landing. Mm-hmm. And it was it's probably early, but it's going to be tough to beat the turnout Thursday and Friday in Rhode Island at the rest of the upcoming road shows.
That was the best one we've ever had, for sure. It was
best one ever?
Yeah. It was
Better than the...
Bourne was packed, too, though.
Yeah, but...
Better than the Beachcomber road shows? Those are legendary.
Better than the one in the lobby of the hotel?
I agree with you, but... When
at
you,
that gym?
Bourne was packed, but Bourne was a smaller room than the Lobster Bar. Lobster Bar was... wall to wall inside, and then it ended up spilling out onto the deck. Like, that was a shocking turnout for Newport.
Yeah, it was awesome. We're going to have to, there's no way we can't go back to Newport.
It was really nice over there.
We may have to do 2 Rhode Island road shows next season, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
yes, because somebody said, when are we coming to Connecticut? I said, I don't know.
There's some person who thinks I have something personally against Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I do not. I love Connecticut like all of the other New England states. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't pull the road show off this year. We tried.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Maybe that's the issue.
It could be what it is. We will try. Mm-hmm. I gotta go
for the pizza because everybody says Connecticut pizza could be the best.
Nobody says that New Haven pizza is the best. Nobody says that.
Let's call it by its correct name, please.
But it's a beat.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, I mean, I would love to do a Connecticut road show, and we will. We will do one.
A beat.
But now, Curtis, I don't want to step on your skis, but with regard to Stephon Diggs and Cardi B and what's going on, you have a Curtis bomb to deliver during your lead a little bit later on this morning. Is that correct?
Okay. It was kind of delivered with a layup by someone who got most of the information, but the sourcing is impeccable. And I believe that it doesn't change my opinion that much, but The people inside the building in Foxborough are very, very unhappy with Steph Diggs. Uh-oh. But he's not getting cut. That would have happened on Friday, I think, because of June 1, the cost was different. I don't know exactly all the ramifications, if you believe in the cap. But he's going to be here, and I think they were hoping that they were trying to leverage him. But some interesting stuff I can get to during the lead. But Steph Diggs will be a Patriot, at least for now. He's not getting cut.
Okay. All right. Curtis Bomb, okay. Forthcoming.
All right. Okay. Well, your best mm-hmm. receiver's still here for now. I mean, if you cut him, then you're back to square one, aren't you? You're back to square one with the receiver room.
I don't know.
You don't like Baker Week?
That is the problem with uh-huh. putting all of your eggs in one basket, as yeah. the saying goes.
Yeah.
Because if the guy ends up being, a screw-up, then you're screwed.
Right. And you only planned on getting, a year and a half out of the guy because you knew you probably wouldn't get him for the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season. So you figure out, all right, we get him for the second half of the season if we can make a run. And then maybe I think, depending on what his contract is next year, because he only signed, a 3-year deal? Uh-huh. That's why I wanted you to maybe potentially trade down a little bit, pick up Tyler Warren. Then your number one or potentially your number one offensive passing weapon would be a young, player that you're putting a lot into, not a – when we all like the Steph Diggs signing, don't get us wrong, but we're all like 32, coming off knee. Who else you bringing in? Mm-hmm. What's the next step? What's the next shoe to drop?
All right. Well, we can discuss that developing situation with you this morning. Curtis, weather-wise, it looks – I'm not an expert, but it looks a little nipply on the boat. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else saw that or not. But
it was. I did.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Twitch standards are or aren't, but
I believe that's called an areola.
Yeah. Sean, free the nippies.
You would know. You would know. So just be careful if we could going forward.
We
on
show
that
video again.
Yeah. I mean, no, we're not Greg's nipples are out literally every day, so
okay,
I think
it's a different thing.
Well,
in America, what's different? It's different. The male nipple
not
is
not on Nantucket anymore.
It's different than the female.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Twitch is not a Nantucket beach.
Oh, man. Okay. They weren't on Nantucket.
Wow. No equality on Twitch?
Blame the Twitch TOS.
I might write a letter.
So we're going to get Cardi B this year at Foxborough then, huh?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to a couple games.
Do you think she's a Foxborough person?
She's a Red Sox fan, so I mean, okay. All right. Maybe we bounce, maybe we'll bump into her down at Gillette.
Be pretty cool.
I got really a text, nice. And hello and good morning to those who text this show on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I got a text mm-hmm. moments ago which said, how do we get Cardi B and the Chiefs get Taylor Swift? I think I'd prefer Cardi B.
Oh, hell yeah.
Over no offense, Courtney. But,
did you see that video of Cardi B?
I did, yes.
Come on, man.
No, I love both of them, but I am a Swiftie through and through.
So and to be honest, Wiggs, for the vast majority of Kelsey's adult life, he would have preferred Cardi B.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. It's Cardi B. Hey, listen. Taylor Swift, she's talented, but she can't shake it like that, no matter how hard she tries.
Oh,
that is true.
Well, you have to have something there to shake.
Oh, you got to have something there to grab, too. Look at that.
Okay.
I mean, look at that.
We
come on, man.
Hot.
Man, listen, Taylor Swift, man, she better hit the gym.
All right.
What?
Some of that cornbread. And the collard greens is something.
She needs some cornbread.
She needs something.
I mean, who doesn't?
But, some meat on them sticky buns.
Are you a honey or a butter guy on cornbread?
I go with a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But I like honey on my cornbread.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot cornbread underrated.
Oh, man. You know, it's got some great cornbread. Obviously.
Oh, I know exactly who you're going to say.
Your boy, Chef Lambeau down at
Hunter's.
Hunter's got.
You always forget the name of the restaurant.
Yeah. Hunter's got great cornbread, but the.
And mac and cheese.
Do you realize how difficult it is for Wiggy to plug a place for free food if he can't remember the actual name of the restaurant?
It's shocking. Every time.
I was going to get there.
I can feel it, Wiggs.
And the Southern Kin, I believe the name of it is, in Somerville.
What's it called?
Southern Kin Chime. You've been there before,
right? It's a place at Assembly Row, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Their cornbread is
dynamite.
Chime hasn't been in a long time.
Yeah, it comes out nice and warm, and the butter's warm. Oh, man.
By the way, good news this week. It's been a little chilly, not great weather thus far. Early look for Thursday, at least, at Old Orchard Beach, looking like almost 80 and sunny.
Wow.
Excellent.
It's going to be hot early. It's going to be hot as a Tuesday, Wednesday this week, going to get into the mid-80s in Boston.
Are we going to somehow be able to pull out some sort of reasonable weather for the 10th annual or 8th annual cornhole tournament on the beach Saturday? Are you up to speed on that yet?
Yeah, so it's going to be no rain, going to be around 65 to 70.
Okay.
So nice cornhole.
But no rain.
No rain.
Okay.
Do you have beach chairs at the shack?
Yeah.
Okay, because I may just go directly from the show on Thursday, if that's okay with you, and then spend the day on the beach in Maine if it's nice out.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right. Can you have an early check-in?
Well, it's the shack. So.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I'm hoping that maybe the manager of the shack will allow me. I'll text Jen.
Well, technically, it's both of ours. Mm. I would say it's more Jen's than it is mine. Yeah. She's kind enough to allow me to use it whenever I would like.
When you look at the interior design, it is Jen's.
Yes, it is. It's very nice.
Very nicely done.
The TVs are actually big.
We have those Viking appliances in there.
Yeah.
Jen Hill, marvelous woman. First time I ever, I think it was the first road show ever, so 4 years ago, I said, hey, would it be okay if I had the whole crew up to stay at the shack prior to the road show?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's fine. Just please clean up after yourselves.
Right.
And I said, you know, no problem there. Be happy to do it. And I said, I really appreciate you allowing us to use it. And she said, well, you do pay for it. And so I said, you know what? That is how a modern post-marriage relationship ought to work.
Right. Our very own modern family.
I love that. And I always want to thank Julia Hill because I sleep in her bed every year, and it's a very comfortable bed. Huh? So
of course,
I appreciate her letting me do that.
We will be there. We cannot wait to get to Maine, and we will see you at the Cowbell, which is in Rock Row in Westbrook, Maine, for the pregame on Thursday night. All right. Leeds coming up in 10 minutes. They set it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. We will discuss what Josh Hart of the Knicks said about letting his teammates down. And, of course, that is even though he has a I think he still has a street in Manhattan that is named after him, Curtis, right?
I mean, in the most pathetic part, was it Saturday night?
Saturday night,
was like, so Portnoy does the video mocking the Knicks fans. And the Knicks fans are like, we beat you. It is now worse than the Colts divisional banner. That is the most pathetic non-championship celebration in my lifetime.
Yeah.
By a collection of people that I thought knew what winning was. And then you have the New York Liberty getting all angry about the titleless run, saying that they won. That city is in free fall right now.
Also, Tyrese Halliburton stepping up to receive the Larry Bird Trophy when he wasn't getting it was gold.
That I was like, yeah, I got it.
You never take a step forward on that, Wiggy.
Especially when you wait until
you hear the name.
Especially when you know, like, you didn't clearly run away with it. There were a couple games where Siakam, like, kind of carried the team. Even in that game six, Siakam was, like, the man in the first half. So it's kind of like one of those where, like, all right, let me just pause for a second. But that was classic.
They said it at 7:20, and then the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And it appears that Bonnie Blue has announced her plan for Father's Day.
Mm.
And it may disrupt a few marriages, a marriage here or there, but we'll get to that during the news. And Hill Notes, as they always are, at 9:20 on this morning's show. So leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app. And here to get us started this morning is Courtney with What is Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Before I get to what's trending, reminder, if you could email me photos that you took at the landing or at the lobster bar, or any of the road shows this season. I already got a lot this morning, so thank you for those who sent in. But local legends, that's legends with an S, GHS at gmail.com.
Okay, local legends, GHS at gmail.com. Any and all photos.
Correct.
Okay.
The Red Sox take down the Braves 3-1. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 12. They take that series 2-1. The guys are home now to take on the Angels. First pitch tonight at 7:10 with Richard Fitz getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The NBA Finals are set. The Pacers took care of the Knicks on Saturday. 125-108 was the final in Indiana. So now they look towards the Thunder. Indiana and OKC will start their series on Thursday in Oklahoma City. The day before that, the Stanley Cup Finals will start with the Panthers and Oilers. That will take place Game 1 in Edmonton. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Charlie McAvoy. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
As long as we were talking at the start of the show about Cardi B going Instagram official with her relationship with Steph Diggs, can we do a quick segment of beef splaining with Coach Wiggins? Do we have an intro for that? I don't think we do. Beef splaining. But this is a segment in which Wiggy explains to me.
And now, as a public service for Greg and the rest of the boomers,
diabetes.
Time for beef splaining.
Beef splaining.
Okay. On the Greg Hill Show.
Thank you. Okay, a little beef splaining here. So, Offset,
yes,
is in that group Would you call it a group or a band or what are they?
No,
right?
Migos. They were a group. Yes.
Okay, they were a group.
Yes, Takeoff is no longer with us.
An assemblage of individuals.
Takeoff, Offset, and Quavo, three of them.
Okay,
Takeoff has already taken off.
Yeah, he's passed away. Yeah. He got shot.
Okay,
and then Quavo and Offset fell up.
Yep.
All right, so Quavo,
but Migos was huge.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Now,
don't they have a song about like championships or trophies or?
Do they?
I think that's Drake you're thinking about, trophies.
Like
they might. They have Hannah Montana.
Okay. No, they're on it with Drake.
Yes, they're Migos on it with Drake, right? Yeah.
So Offset was married to or was with Cardi B?
Yes, it's still
married.
It's still married. They're filing for divorce.
Okay. And Cardi B is enraged at Offset currently.
Yes.
Explain the beef to me.
Well, Cardi B is pissed off at Offset because Offset said she don't do nothing with the kids. And then Offset was like, I want some spousal support for the divorce.
Okay. What?
Gross.
What do you mean gross?
Like, you were in Migos. You're not hurting for money. You're going to take the success of your ex-wife and the mother of your child. Like, ew, I think that's such an ick.
I mean,
it's like Kelly Clarkson and her ex-husband.
Yeah, a man getting spousal support.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that
gross.
One.
Gross.
Well, that's what's fair. What's fair is fair.
No.
Like, why, if he's doing all of the work with the children, Mr. Offset, then he ought to get the support from Cardi B, who's apparently running around and being spanked on boats.
Yeah, but she's saying that she does a lot with the kids.
Yeah, she's saying she does a lot.
He said, she said situation.
Yeah, I think she's worth like upwards of $100 million. So
what's he worth? What's Offset worth?
Nowhere near where she is.
But this isn't Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, where Kevin Federline has zero money. Like, he was part of Migos. He's making plenty of money. To go after Cardi B's money, I think, is icky.
Yeah, I think any guy who needs spousal
support. $40 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth.
Okay. Right. I think he's doing okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know how much it costs when it comes to new clothes, like school clothes for the Offset children? I mean, it's not cheap. It's not cheap out there.
No, and they live
in this economy.
They live an expensive life.
Right.
But Steph Diggs is trolling him, and I think Cardi B is trolling him.
In this economy?
Steph Diggs is going after him?
Yeah, well, I mean, because Offset put up a post, something like pass it, and then Steph Diggs put up a post where he was catching a pass.
Oh.
So Offset put up some post about passing something in general.
Steph Diggs ought to stay out of that.
Yeah.
That's the father of her kids.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you have an issue, like stay out of it.
But remember, Offset cheated on Cardi B originally.
Right.
So now she's doing just a little get back.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Another reason why he shouldn't be asking for spousal support. Yeah. And everybody's like, Cardi just hates men. Hates men. Yes.
I bet you Offset also plays fantasy football.
Yeah,
sure.
He allegedly cheated on her.
Yes.
And that's
multiple
why,
times.
Multiple times.
Did?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's getting her get back, though. I mean, with Steph Diggs.
I always think the way to an amicable understanding is to do this all in public. I think that's a really smart move by both sides.
Yeah, well, you know, now with X to Curtis, everybody's got to get their side out.
And everybody, like, I understand people go through nasty divorces and you're fighting with your exes over money. That doesn't mean that you can't have a different take about Cardi B and Offset. Like, it is a very different situation.
Well, I would expect no guy to be like, from his wife, I need spousal support.
Apparently, Mariah Carey is still paying Nick Cannon support, according to a texter.
Why does Nick Cannon need spousal support?
He doesn't. He does because he has 9 million kids, but that is not on Mariah Carey.
Nope.
Well, that Christmas
doesn't the government give him that, though?
Song slaps. I mean, he's got to get some of that every year.
Right.
And Halle Berry's like baby daddy comes after her every month. He gets child support. That's weird.
Gross. Poor Santo. No, yeah, Santo's fine. DJ lifted.
There
loser.
It is. Mitch is spectacular. There's the Offset post. Yeah. Today I pass. And then Steph Diggs put a post up of him catching a pass. So
we say this every time. Santo, many things, not poor.
Playing it out. Hey, Steph Diggs is winning.
Yeah.
I am a Steph Diggs fan now, 100%.
That's just because my receiver.
Just because he's with Cardi B.
Let's see. Here's a text that says Courtney is a sexist hypocrite.
Mm. Yeah.
If this was the other way around, she would have no problem with it.
Probably. Yeah. No, I am a hypocrite, 100%. Yeah. I'm for the girls.
All right.
Well,
Courtney, so is Wiggy.
Remember what Wiggy said. Sarcasm is the twin brother of, what is it?
Sensitivity.
That's it. Thank
and
you.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being honest.
I'm with you on the ladies. I don't think a guy needs spousal support.
I think if it's
a rich woman... A guy shouldn't have to pay a rich woman's spousal support.
And people are like, so if Travis, Kelce, and Taylor got married, would you think that Taylor needs to give Travis because she makes more money? No.
Yeah,
and I think Travis would never want to take her money.
You would think.
I have an idea for Jeff Bezos. It'll bring a lot of attention to the Blue Origin. Offset Cardi B and Steph Diggs and the next one up to the edge of space.
That'd be a good reality show, Curtis.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. They could come back changed.
All right. Well, that's our receiver, Greg.
Okay. Well, thank you for beef splaining.
My pleasure.
Okay. Chime, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Okay, Shime, wellness check based on the jinx on Van Morrison. Everything A-okay after the incident on Thursday night at the landing?
I think he's great.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything otherwise.
Okay. I was paying attention to it over the weekend because of what happened to Tom Petty, unfortunately. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. The Kansas City Royals are calling up top prospect Jack Caglione, and I am SpongeBob meme sitting at a diner table waiting on the call-up for Roman Anthony. I don't get it. It makes no sense. Jack Caglione has played 12 games at the AAA level. Roman Anthony has now played 96, and Roman Anthony is the top prospect in baseball, absolutely raking, and yet the Red Sox refuse. And when I mean refuse, they absolutely refuse to promote him to the Major League club. I don't understand it. It has to be some kind of manipulation thing for the service time or that they don't want him competing for Rookie of the Year or one of those crappy things, which is stupid. Get him up on this team. Just because they won two games this weekend does not mean the offense is good again. They scored 3 runs in the first inning of that game yesterday and then didn't score again the rest of the game. So, like, they still need offensive help. Give me Roman Anthony already for good. Good Lord.
Where would you have him play, Shime? Because that's the question.
For the Red Sox.
In the outfield. You can move Sedan Rafaela anywhere. That's the beauty of having him. Right. I understand he's this great defensive center fielder, but he's also just a great defender in general. You can kind of put him anywhere you want, or you can put him on the bench and he becomes your rotational outfielder. Like, it's really not that hard to figure out. Roman Anthony is the best prospect in baseball. You make room for him. You don't have to just find a space.
And I would also say, given where they play after this Angels series, he's not going to be here for a week at least. They're not going to have him start in the Bronx, given how they're trying to baby his arrival here.
Well, Curtis, you suggested last week you thought they were going to wait until they returned here to Fenway.
Well, that was Ken's idea. I shouldn't have regurgitated it because he's always wrong.
All right.
But it is weird how they talk about him, though, both because I heard Core on the afternoon show, and then we already talked about Breslow, and it's almost like they're making, you know, they're taking their time with him because even Core said, we're not going to rush him up.
Well, the way Craig Breslow said it on this show last week, it's all about a concern about what happens to him mentally if he joins the club when right. they're losing. Like,
What about Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer? Like, right. if you can't say it about one rookie and not have it apply to other rookies.
You know how they try to defend it? Because I heard Cora saying this on the afternoon show, because I don't remember what it was.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Fitzy or Andy that asked them about it, and they said with Campbell, their expectation was like right around spring training, like, okay, we're going to elevate him. With Meyer, they were in the same process with Anthony. Like, they had no real rush to bring him up. The only reason why he came up, Cora said, was because of the injury. So it seems like they were initially going to slow play both Meyer and Anthony, bringing them up. But because of the injury, that sped it up for Meyer. And now with the injury to Bregman, that sped it up with Meyer. And I don't understand why they won't move on. Okay. Anthony.
All right. Well, Shime wants him here now, immediately.
All right.
ASAP.
Okay. Shime, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's take a quick break and then get to the Curtis bomb on Stephon Diggs and the rest of today's leads coming up on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. Hold on just 1 minute. Before we get back to leads, there is ice cream in the studio, and I know it's early. But Jerry of Ben & Jerry's has stopped by. Jerry, good morning.
Yay, ice cream for breakfast.
Now, may I ask, you are here because of the Scooper Bowl. Is that correct?
I am always here because of the Jimmy Fund Scooper Bowl, the largest ice cream event in the universe.
Mm. Starts today?
No, it starts Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
12 to 8, Boston City Hall Plaza, raising money for the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And this year, 16, that's right, count them, 16 different ice cream companies will be donating all their ice cream. You pay one fee to get in. You eat as much ice cream as you want from as many vendors as you want. We have a ton of new vendors this year. It's incredible. I can't contain myself.
Well, those who listen to the show know I happen to be partial, no offense, to Van Leeuwen. Is Van Leeuwen a part of the program?
Absolutely.
Really?
First year for Van Leeuwen.
Okay.
I was trying to hide this from Greg, Jerry, but I know that ice cream cake is his favorite flavor from Van Leeuwen, and Jerry brought it this morning. Every time Jerry comes, I get so excited because I know I'll be able to just have ice cream all morning.
There you go.
Hey, can I tell you all the vendors who are going to be there?
Yes.
So, not just Ben and Jerry's. Brigham's, Edie's, Friendly's, Haagen-Dazs, Holy Cow from Gloucester, Hood, Johnny Pops from Minnesota, Lizzie's Ice Cream, local, Lucky Day, non-dairy, local, McConnell's Ice Cream from Santa Barbara, Malona from South Korea, Philadelphia Water Ice, Tillamook from Oregon, and last but not least, Van Leeuwen.
Van Leeuwen, fantastic. We need a show collab with a Ben and Jerry's flavor. Can we do that?
I'll be happy to put you on the list.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Can you imagine
me?
That other people want their own flavor? It's a funny thing.
I was thinking, what about Rocky Road Show? Because of our road show.
There you go. That's a good one.
I like that.
Do you have a particular flavor or ingredients that you'd like in your flavor?
We'd have to create something.
I know. I mean, we all have very different tastes. Yeah. Like, I like a cookie dough, but I also like a black raspberry chip.
See, I love like a Reese's Pieces, like a chocolate and peanut butter.
I like Chuckles candy. Have you ever put Chuckles candy into an ice cream?
You guys are totally incompatible as far as an ice cream flavor.
Correct.
Maybe you do okay on the radio, but if we tried to put you all in a pint, you would be nowhere.
All right. Well, the Scooper Bowl is back. What year is this for the Scooper
42,
Bowl?
42. Unbelievable. 42nd annual.
Wow, unbelievable. All right. Well, thank you for the ice cream. I'm going to have to steal the Van Leeuwen back from Courtney, I think. But great to see you, Jerry.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting the Jimmy Fun Scooper Bowl. You guys are great.
Okay. Well, by the way, what was the most popular? Was Cherry Garcia the most popular Ben and Jerry's flavor of all time?
Half-baked is number one, which is half chocolate chip cookie dough, half chocolate fudge brownie.
Yes.
As you know, the brownies are baked. The cookie dough is unbaked. Together, they're half-baked.
Half-baked. And you met Wiggy fully baked every morning here.
I have a question, too, for Jerry. Wiggy always makes fun of me saying that coffee ice cream is an old head flavor. Coffee ice cream's for everybody, correct?
It's very popular in Rhode Island for some reason. It's like a huge thing in Rhode Island.
See?
Well, there you go. It's huge in Rhode Island.
Well, it's probably because
people like it in Rhode Island.
Well, they have the drink down there, the coffee milk drink, which is called the Cabinet.
No, I never had that.
Very popular.
Hey, one other thing. Yeah. Thursday night is Scoop at Night at Scooper Bowl.
Okay.
So that's from 5 to 8. There's a special product, Creme de Liqueur, which is liqueur-infused frozen custard. And you get a couple of adult drinks from four breweries, and you get all the other stuff, too. So that's an add-on.
Scoop at Night, also what Steph Diggs was doing on the boat with Cardi B.
Yeah, he was.
All right, Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there's Jerry. And so Scooper Bowl is happening in your event. And, of course, we are not that far away from this year's annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which will happen in August. And you incredible people are getting close. Curtis will have to help me with the math a little bit, but you guys are getting close to $100 million donated, Jimmy Fund-wise. What are we at, 70 or 75 or something like that, Curtis?
I think approaching 80.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So a couple days coming in August at Fenway Park for this year's Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. But back to this morning's leads. Curtis, good morning and hello.
Hey, Greg. Man, I feel really poor right now sitting here after Jerry. But so over the weekend, got some info about the Patriots. A couple things of note regarding Steph Diggs. The big man, as in RKK, very unhappy with the events of last week.
Okay.
Went to the top of the organization. The wide receiver room is the rudderless room of the organization. Part of the agreement with Vrabel and the Patriots and Steph Diggs before signing him to the roughly $70 million deal was that he would be rehabbing here and a presence with the young receivers in the offseason. That was what most irked Vrabel last week, which was you had Baker and others playing like idiots, and the best player on the field, the guy that would command the room, would have the respect in the ears and the eyes of the young guys, didn't have Steph Diggs to look toward. So the organization, I believe, this is just now my guess, they were trying to leverage the player before they could cut him. But another nugget, this is from Mike Reese, not related to what I just said. If he doesn't pass a physical when he's done his offseason rehab, the $12.5 million is back. Like, that hasn't been set in stone. That hasn't been paid yet. The roster bonus and the signing bonus only are paid when he passes the physical. So they still could get out from under this. It's not going to be a release. It would just be that he didn't get
He
failed his physical, right, and they can say goodbye. But I do understand the organization's perspective. I think they handled this right in that if they had released him Friday, the fan base would have revolted.
Yeah.
It's so clear that they need him, given right. the performance of the receivers. I know it's just OTAs, but you know, it's a consistent play that is mediocre that's been the case with the receivers for 4 years now.
But
so,
were they wrong for looking at him as anything other than a talent on the football field? Like, if you're looking at Steph, and you'd have to tell me because you probably know more about this than I do, having played in the league. But if you're looking to him to be a leader or a role model for these young wide receivers, he's not the kind of guy that you would expect would be that, is he?
I mean, I don't know him personally. There's never really been anything crazy off the field. Just from we know in the locker room, he kind of is selfish and wants the football, but every receiver and offensive player wants that. I think they probably looked towards him and said, all right, you've been in the league a long time, you've had success, and so that would be a good way for some of these young guys. You could be there to kind of, you know, give them some advice or mentor them in that way. But it's
advice on catching the football. It's advice on running routes.
Yeah.
It's clearly not advice on what you should be doing on Memorial Day weekend.
No. It's strictly football stuff. Right. Like, you shouldn't as
it's
a grown...
It's not advice on whether somebody should be calling you daddy or not.
Yeah.
But honestly, though,
everybody wants that.
But when it comes to football, though, absent Diggs, Josh Allen isn't marrying Hailee Steinfeld or whatever her name was. He's not the MVP of the league. Like, Steph Diggs...
Right.
Basically changed the trajectory of Josh Allen's career single-handedly. And what he possesses is the knowledge and ability and how to be an exceptionally skilled, talented receiver in the NFL. And young players absolutely look up to Steph Diggs. If Diggs is there, Baker's acting like a jackass, and Diggs says, get back in there and do it again, you don't think they're going to listen to him?
Yeah, they'll definitely listen to him. I think that's the role that maybe Vrabel wants, or that's the voice that he wants from Steph Diggs. Like, hey, here, do this at the top of the route. Like you said, football stuff. When you're coming out of your break, try to set him up this way. Whatever it is, like on the field, football stuff where Diggs could be actually around saying, oh, man, you weren't aggressive enough on that route. So,
I mean, do you think the Cardi B thing, I will qualify it as that, is going to be an issue all season? Like, it seems like he's very into the public relationship with a celebrity part of things.
I think she's going to be at games. Like, it's definitely going to be a talking point, but it's not going to affect him.
She clearly knows what happened last week.
Yeah.
And rather than make it go away for Stephon Diggs, she is posting yesterday more videos of them on the boat, and it's Twerk Central over there, or whatever you want to call it.
Twerk Central's good. That works.
But people aren't mad. Like, the team wasn't mad about the twerking. They were mad about the substance that he was giving to women and whether or not that was coke.
Right.
I think if you're Cardi B and you're posting that, you're like, nothing to see here. We had a great time. There was no illegal activity.
Well, the thing about...
By the way, guys, the Lobster Bar at noon on Friday with Jones and Keefe, also known as Twerk Central.
There was a lot of twerk going on.
That place got lit.
But the thing about Cardi B, though, and maybe the Patriots are going to have to get used to this, is that, I mean, if they don't know her, like I know her, she says what she wants.
Right.
She's very active on social media, and she's not, like, shying away from anything.
Yeah.
She'll say what she wants. So,
all right. So he is safe for now, Curtis.
Safe for now, but right. the money hasn't been paid. The roster, the signing bonus is only paid out when he passes the physical. So okay. There's still a chance he's not on the team.
Woo! Interesting. Good stuff, Curtis.
Thank you.
We will be back with the rest of this morning's leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.